Yo.
Hello, Tiki, how you going?
Yo. Yo, what's up? How are you?
I'm very good,
Yeah.
thank you.
What's up? What's up?
Thank you so much for doing this interview.
No worries, bro. Thank you. Thank you for making the time. As usual, you always support my music, so I appreciate you,
Oh, honestly, it's my absolute pleasure.
Cool.
Namely because I actually also love the CSO and you're known to do a bit with CSO, so it's actually nice to be able to talk about it for once.
Yeah,
Because
let's talk about
you have quite a good sort of friendship going on there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it came about through Shapeshifter, really. From the first time that we worked with them, I think it was 2010 at the Christchurch Town Hall, and we did a live album. So I mixed Shapeshifter, and then I mixed that album, and then we did some more stuff with them on. When the town hall reopened and Shapeshifter
Yeah,
performed
right.
with the CSO then. So yeah, so I worked with them then, and that's where this whole thing came about. Gretchen, who was the CEO of the CSO back then, was like, hey, we'd love to do something with you, Tiki, da, da, da. And then that's how we kind of came up with this whole idea. And here we are. I've got a film. I've got a music documentary film
Yeah,
coming
what
along.
I
Yeah.
it's a good place to go actually, because I want to talk about that. You're sort of your director, producer, star, editor at points for this movie. So
Yeah.
that must have been a whole different experience for you.
Yeah. It's just on another level, you know. I mean, I've done a lot of that stuff you just talked about with music videos
Yeah,
and little
no.
wee things, but this is on another scale that's it's huge, you know. It's like I've learned a lot about Final Cut Pro on how to make a movie. I've learned more about mixing 90 stems of an orchestra, and so I learned a lot more about that in a massive town hall room with all that bleed and spill. I've learned how to kind of make that happen as well and make it sound really good and really clear and really fat and dynamic. I've learned a lot about film, like about what actually has to happen when you make a thing, and then you've got to get it turned into a DCP and then get it mixed in 5:1 surround sound. Just all of these things that have just been an incredible journey, man. Like it's I've done music for films in the past, but this is the first real, okay, this is 100% funded by me, independently made. I've done so much of it, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of hours of it. And my good friend Mark Russell, who edited the videos, he was there with me the whole time. So it's just been a massive, massive journey. Took about 3 years, I'd say, from thinking about it, talking about it, to where we are right now is 3 years. And that's doing it every day. I mean, every single day, chipping away at it, chipping away at it. Yeah, man, pulling mixes, driving around, listening to it, going back again and changing the mixes. And yeah, a lot of stuff went into it.
I'm glad you mentioned it's self-funded because I did want to kind of ask about that. I mean, given
Yeah.
you're self-funding this, it must be like this must be of a certain level of importance for you. Like you regard this whole experience quite highly.
It's just been totally independent, you know. I mean, I'm completely self-funded. Not that I didn't go looking for funding. I definitely did that,
Yeah,
but I
of
kind of
course, we all
found,
do.
but I kind of fell out of any kind of criteria, you know. It wasn't
Yeah,
quite
right.
there. And you know, I talked to New Zealand On Air and film people and commissions and all that stuff, and they gave me some great advice. So I wouldn't be where I am without their advice as well, you know. So
Yeah,
that's been really cool, but it just didn't quite fit into any kind of category. And so that's really interesting. That's an interesting kind of thing I learned along the way. But the thing about being independent and doing it all myself and throwing everything I've got at it means that I can get it, this piece of art and piece of film and piece of music, 100% to want it to be. There's no outside influences, there's no outside agendas, there's no people going, we need to make money out of this, you need to do this, you know. So
right.
that's what's really cool. So for you know, and I also kind of, that's the one of the biggest messages I want to be able to send out to independent artists. If you come along and check this out, hope it inspires you, and hope that you can also kind of realize that this stuff is obtainable. and you can achieve something on that scale by doing it yourself. And that's the thing I really wanted to push out there for all my independent brothers and sisters out there. This stuff can happen. If you really, really, really drive and really push for it, it can happen.
That's cool, man. And I think that's an important message. Now, this documentary, it's about a specific concert you did, correct?
Yeah. So the concert was at the Town Hall, May the 21st, 2021, so 2 years ago. And so I put 22 cameras on it, recorded it, and just sort of went, okay, this is a one-off experience. I should really capture this. And I'm so glad I did. So now we've turned it into this kind of film, music documentary film. And it was never going to be like that. It was just going to be like, I was going to make videos for YouTube, you know, and just throw it up on YouTube, da, da, da. But as we progressed and as it kind of got like more and more depth and width and more like, whoa, this is actually some pretty impressive stuff. Even for me, I'm going, this is pretty cool. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then we added in some behind the scenes stuff. And then that's what categorizes as a documentary, is when you can put in some behind the scenes stuff, sprinkle those through it. And then, then all of a sudden you got a film. So it wasn't originally going to be a film. It was just going to be YouTube videos, but now it's turned into this film, which is awesome. And I'm really enjoying this new experience.
That's a nice wee surprise for you. It must be so interesting working with an organization like the CSO, because you don't read sheet music, do you?
No, I don't know how to read or write music at all. Yeah. So
how do you kind of marry these
how do you do that?
different worlds of music?
Excuse me. Well, firstly, incredible team that I worked with, Tom Rainey, who was the conductor, but also orchestral arranger, also Hamish Oliver, Ewan Clark, and Ruben Delatour. So these guys basically just supported me hugely with just trying to get my ideas out. And for me, I had to really articulate kind of what I wanted. I was very open to a lot of things, but I was like, for some songs, I'd really love this part to be freeform. This is where I'm going to live loop section. So let's get something freeform there. And so Tom was great. Tom Rainey was just the best to work with. He was just like your uncle who just complete support. He was just like, I got you, Tiki, I got you. And then it was just so, he was amazing. He was the best to work with in this kind of thing. It is overwhelming when you walk into a room, dress rehearsal, and there's 50 sort of musicians who are all ready to read your songs off a piece of paper. Yeah. And I wouldn't have a clue what they're reading. If someone said, hey, what's happening here at this bar? I'm like, I don't know. But the thing is, my whole thing is a lot of muscle memory and a lot of in the moment. I'm a very jammy, make things up on the spot kind of person.
Right.
And so for me, I kind of, you know, it was nice to sink into that structure a little more. But also the CSO also had that element of being able to freeform as well. So if I set up a loop and I wanted to go 16 bars longer, Tom would sort of see that, and so he would communicate to the orchestra on the fly, we're going to go for another 16 bars. Yeah, and then bang, everyone's back into the structure again. So there's a lot of that freeform going on, which is great, and that's what I love about music, is just having that element of freeform, because I think sometimes that can really, you can really create some amazing dynamics and tension when you're off the sheet music, you know, woo, you're kind of floating. I love that kind of stuff.
And I think that must be so exciting for the orchestra as well, because you don't think of orchestral music kind of as being free form, but when it is in fact quite adaptable as a style of music.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, like, I don't know. You have to talk to Tom Rainey and everybody about what their experiences with freeform orchestras. I guess it's just really tricky to be able to manage that when you've got 50 players all looking at you and you're kind of like, you know, you're juggling all of these things. So, But yeah, it was great to have those moments. Like there's a nice little bit at the intro where Hana, the principal flute player, she had a moment just to kind of improvise, and that was just really cool. And so we riffed off each other. I had what you call a pitātara, which is a conch, and yep. I'd play that, and then she'd respond to that with her flute, and so we kind of go back and forth, back and forth. And every time we did it, it was slightly different, which is really cool.
So the reason we're actually talking about this is because it's being shown at the New Zealand International Film Festival, which is very exciting. I guess the important question is, when is it showing?
Yeah, nice. So first of all, shout out to the New Zealand International Film Festival for picking this up, this documentary up, and giving me this opportunity to get it screened in cinemas around Aotearoa. So I'm so stoked for that. The first time it gets played in New Zealand, the New Zealand premiere is going to be at the Isaac Theatre Royal in Christchurch on August the 11th. And I just heard that tickets upstairs are completely sold out. So you need to get onto the bottom tickets. It's also going to be at Lumiere Cinemas on August the 15th. That's at 6:15. And also Alice Theatres on August the 24th. And that's like a 1:15 p.m. show. So there's three Christchurch shows, screenings. Jump on my website or the New Zealand International Film Festival website and check out the tickets and all that kind of stuff. Grab your peeps. They're pretty cheap. I think they're like $20, something like that, or even less. If you get a whole bunch more films, if you're going to go see some other films. So yeah, if you grab tickets, thank you so much for supporting, you know, an independent film and supporting Christchurch, especially the CSO, myself and all the artists that feature on it. It'll be rad. It'll be rad if you go and check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm honestly so excited to watch it. And it's worth mentioning, actually, this isn't its first film festival, and it's received quite a good reception at some of the others it's been at.
It's been pretty crazy. So I started entering into film festivals around the world in July. Where are we now? July, August, June. And yeah, it's picked up a bunch of really awesome awards, like Best Sound Design, all that kind of stuff, which means a lot to me because I put thousands of hours into thousands of mixing. And so it's done really well. I think it's run, like at the moment it's run 15 or 16 awards or something, and been officially selected in like 17 film festivals around the world. And it's still coming, actually. It's still coming in. But also I have to say, to keep it real, it's also been not selected for about 15 as well. So it's like, I got to keep it real. Like it's been like rejected from film festivals as well. It's not like, woo, this is amazing. It's like, shit. Which is all cool, but you got to be in to win. And it's great to see that it resonates with audiences in like Japan, India, Europe, Germany, Italy, all that kind of stuff. So that's really cool. I'm buzzing out of that.
Yeah, well, once again, congratulations. I'm so excited to see it. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for your time. Big up RDU. Much love and respect to all the peeps out there. Go see my film. Also, the album comes out too. The live album comes out on the same day.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's August 11th. Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like I'm trying to release a bloody music documentary film and an album at the same time. But I'm doing it. So let's go. So thanks for your time.
You're going to smash it. Thank you so much for joining me.
Cheers. No worries, bro. See ya.